Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and turn on notifications so that you will receive alerts when there are new episodes. Go get it.
That's what I tell them.
I've been grinding for so long, I wake up and chase my goals. I go out and I go get it, hot or cold, that's all I know. I don't succeed, then I don't breathe. Success, what does it mean? If I conquer all my goals, then I'm living out my dream. Dig deep, go out and get it. Success Chronicles. Compete until it's finished. Success Chronicles. Go take care of your business. Success Chronicles. It's deeper than just winning. Success.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chip Baker, Chip Baker, the Success Chronicles, and we are here at Kicking It ATX with my guy, Greg Grovey. Man, great guy doing some great things. And first, I want to say thanks so much for the opportunity to come through your spot and interview you. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, no. I appreciate you going to come out and make it happen. So happy to be here, happy to have you come do it.
Yeah. So from afar, I've been following your journey.
Okay.
From back in the day.
All right.
And man, it's amazing to see the things that, how this has transpired and the things that you're doing, man. I think it's a big blessing to the culture, big blessing to the area. There's been some good stuff. So, you know, if you don't mind, share with the audience a little bit about, you know, who you are and kind of share your background.
Yeah, sure. Now, I appreciate the kind words. You know, it's actually a blessing to me to be in this position.
Yeah.
To even, you know, do something I love every day and, you know, have my team around me be able to do something that they love too. Like, that's a big blessing for us. So, I guess my sneaker journey started really in middle school. Like, I always had a admiration for shoes, and that goes back to elementary school.
Yeah, I loved
shoes and everything behind the design. I'm old enough to remember Michael Jordan really playing.
A lot of these kids really playing.
A lot of these kids now, you know, they just gotta watch highlight tape, and they weren't able to see him live. You know, now they got the LeBrons and the LaMelo Balls and the Jason Tatums and stuff, but I was able to see Jordan.
But we really got to see him.
Yeah. Watch him debut shoes.
So,
just grew up loving shoes. Didn't grow up rich, really far from it. So I maybe got like a pair of shoes to start the year, a pair of shoes for Christmas, and if I'm lucky, like a really cheap pair of shoes for the summertime.
Yeah.
So, you know, I always was able to look and enjoy from a distance. I didn't get them all, but, you know, like many people at that time, you know, you'll get your East Bay catalog and circle your wish list.
Man,
knowing it'll
man, you taking
happen.
Them back.
Yeah.
You know, you're taking them back.
They just stopped. You know, circle what you want, your East Bay catalog. Just wish, you know. But as time went on, like say, middle school is kind of when I realized, like, man, you know, one day I would love to own my own business, and that business being a shoe store. My dad, he owned his own business, so I kind of got that view and got to see an entrepreneur firsthand, like growing up. So that kind of got instilled in me, where it's like, okay, well, eventually when I grow up and when I'm able to do what I want to do, what I want to do is work for myself. So, you know, kind of got that entrepreneurial spirit in me from my dad. I just was able to focus on combining that with some of my love, such as sneakers. So graduating high school, I left Dallas. I'm from Dallas. Came down to Austin, went to Houston, Tennessee University. There, when it was kind of lucky, like I was like, all right, I can get serious about this sneaker stuff. My junior year, I ended up working for a sneaker blog, NikeKicks.com.
Yep.
Like, shout out to Matt. At the time, it was like the number one sneaker blog in the world. Like,
in the spot.
Yeah. Like millions of pages.
Man,
today, like,
crazy.
Yeah, crazy time.
Yeah.
This was like 2007, 2008, I started working there. Fortunate enough, I was able to work there my junior and senior year. Once I graduated from HT, I was off a full-time position there. Worked for them until 2016, 2017. In 2010, they opened up a brick and mortar location. So they was like, hey, do you want to come work for the store? At the time, I was like, yeah, I'm a writer for the blog, but you know, I get some extra hours at the store. Never really imagined like me working at retail.
The blow up.
Yeah, but it was different.
The blow up.
Yeah, so like in 2010, some things happened with the store, NikeKicks, and I was able to be afforded the opportunity to become the manager there. So took that opportunity, ran with it, did well, like made a lot of connections, made some good some really good communication, some good connections and links that kind of helped me develop Kicking It.
Yeah.
So Matt and Allison, they end up selling Nice Kicks to a bigger corporation. Didn't really like the way that corporation was ran. They kind of switched it from a mom and pop shop to like a bigger corporation. Like, yeah, that's not what I signed up for. So left there, started teaching and doing creative marketing and becoming the creative director at Houston Tillerson during that time. Did that for around 2 years. During those 2 years, kind of revisited me wanting to own my own shoe store.
Uh-huh.
So was able to kind of hatch out a plan with that, like really sit down, get my business plan together, kind of figure out exactly what it would take. Reached out to my connections and do a lot of hard work and a lot of prayer. Through those 2 years, we were able to open Kicking It in 2018. So.
Man, that's amazing.
Yeah,
thank you so much for sharing that detailed story. And I'm going to go back. Like, I came in contact with the following, with the Nice Kicks. And, man, I remember coming to Austin for South by Southwest events.
Yes, man, them crazy times at Nice Kicks for South by.
Man, I mean, just amazing, man. So, like, and I'm going to just share this experience with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, my first kind of opening to South by Southwest was at Nice Kicks. Man, I came to South by Southwest to see Mystical.
Okay.
And I knew that, like, he was going to be interviewing on the Sway Show.
Right.
And, man, I'm standing. Yeah, shout out to Sway. Man, I'm standing in the door, and Mystical is walking right through the door.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it was crazy. Like, the atmosphere. And that same year, Snoop, T.I.,
yeah,
oh man,
yeah,
Kendrick Lamar, Drama,
yeah.
Like man, it was stupid. Like, all the people that came through that spot in those 2 days, South by Southwest, and truth be told, man, that's what hooked me. And so every year after that, man, I've been pretty much just to come. But man, it was a great time, and you know, just to think that you guys were doing there, the creative stuff, it was truly next level.
Nah, I appreciate that. You know, that was Nice Kicks, like, just similar to here at Kicking, like, we had a really good team of people, like, doing a lot of stuff. Like, I can't even take credit for a lot of that stuff that happened at South by. Like, just mentioning the connections I made with that, like, Sway, shout out Sway and my girl Kelly. Like, Kelly is the producer of Sway in the Morning.
Yep.
But, so she just saw fit to start filming a show there, so we did that for, I think, like, 2 or 3 years.
Yep.
But it just got bigger and bigger every year, and I still talk to Kelly, like, pretty regularly. Like, you know, that's a relationship that transcended past my time at Nice Kicks, and even when I wasn't involved with shoes at all, you know, they'll still hit me up there in town, still check on each other, see what's going
on. Stuff,
so, yeah, it's just, you know, a good genuine relationship, but yeah, them South by times were crazy, like, to say the least.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yes, sir. Well, man, if you don't mind sharing with the audience, like, what are three things that you've accomplished in your life that you're proud of?
Ooh, in my life?
Yeah.
Man, that's a lot. One, I would have to say graduating. So I recently completed my doctorate degree. That's a big deal for me. Yeah. So
that's awesome, man.
It was a challenge. Like, I'm not gonna lie, that was by far some of the hardest work I've ever done.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in the higher education field. So just to be a black man and, you know, an entrepreneur and be able to stay focused and be able to get that done, that's a huge accomplishment for me. So that'd be one. Two, I'll kind of have to combine two of them. I would say, like, getting married and becoming a father. Like, so shout out to my wife and my kids.
Yeah.
Like, we've been married a little over 10 years now. Got two kids. My daughter, Austin, she's 7. And my son, Greg III, he just turned 2. So he's running around doing what 2-year-olds do.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
so no sleep.
Yeah. So that's an accomplishment there. Just, you know, creating that family environment and trying to remain successful and get my kids something to look up to and, you know, get my wife something to be proud of when it pertains to me.
You're doing it.
And the third one is, I would say opening and Kicking It, for sure. Like I say, it's been a childhood dream, so to actually see all the work and the late nights and the early mornings pay off and come to fruition, opening a physical store, like, I definitely had to make that my third one.
That's good, man. You know, there's a couple points you hit on. Going back to you talking about the relationships you had, and then just putting in the grind to be here.
Right.
You know, and you know, I want to share this quote with you from one of my former pastors. And when I heard this, man, like, it blew me away. He said, life moves at the speed of our relationships.
Mm.
you know.
Yeah.
And you know, just, you know, as I heard you talk about your journey, I thought about all of the amazing relationships that you've been blessed to have along the way. You know, I believe that no significant success is achieved alone.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Yeah, you know, what's the African proverb? Like, if you want to go fast, go alone. Yeah. If you want to go far, you know, go together.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's that's true. That relationships go a long way. Now, it's funny because a lot of people, and shout out to those people who even take the time to, you know, seek me out and ask me stuff.
Yeah.
But a lot of people now kind of see what kicking it is from the outside and don't realize
they
the
don't
grind
know.
And the inside.
Yeah.
Is.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They come, well, how can I start a shoe store? And, you know, I can kind of lay out a plan. It's just like, you know, if you make a good meal, you can give them the ingredients, but you don't know how to make it.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I can tell you everything that I did, but it's just like, you don't have that relationship to connect the dots. Like, it's not gonna happen. Like, I say, one of the hardest things I can see and talk to you all day about challenges you have when opening up a retail shoe store. But I say one of the hardest things is like getting an account with Nike and Jordan brand. I mean, you know, shout out our other brands, but Nike and Jordan brand is about probably 85% of our sales. So I mean, you know, without an account from them, we're not really doing
it. Yeah.
So it's just like getting an account with them and, you know, making sure you stay up to date with what they want and trying to stay ahead of the curve as far as storytelling about their product and your brand. Like, that's tough. So it's like, without those relationships I made at Nice Kicks, I probably wouldn't, I'm not gonna say I wouldn't have been able to do it, because I also believe that your story is pretty much written. Like, you know, God knows what's gonna happen. Yeah. So what Come he got on. For you is for you. It's Come like, on. It just might have took me a little long.
But it helped.
Yeah, it helped turn the page of my story a little
quicker. Like, it's been a while, but it's quicker.
Yeah, for sure. So it's, man, relationships are important. Like, even to this day, like, you find a lot of challenges just and stuff. So we're expanding. Like, we'll have a second location at the end of this year.
That's awesome, man.
That's like breaking news right there. Nobody really knows that. So we're expanding in the marketplace. We're excited about that, but even like finding another location was challenging with that. It's like, it's a lot of hidden challenges that you don't even realize. Yeah. Like, you know, to be established here for 4 years and to try to enter another city, and you have landlords telling you
the,
like,
real estate market
plan is kind of too urban for that area. It's like, alright.
Yeah.
I get, you know, that word urban can be interchanged. Yeah,
do you know what
things.
We do?
Yeah. But just having a good relationship to find a good real estate agent, and, you know, a good realtor who can make things happen and make the right calls to get you where you need to be. But I can't say enough about having relationships.
Man, it's cool. Like, another thing, like, as I'm hearing you talk about all of those things, like, again, hitting on the relationship piece, but those things don't happen if you're not referable.
Right.
You know, like, you hadn't put the work in to treat people right.
Right.
To be respectful. I mean, I can remember, and I'm going to just go back to the Nice Kicks place. Just, I can remember, like, the quality of care that y'all took care of people when you came in that place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like just, like, legit, like, being open, you know, taking care of people, treating people the right way. It was just a great experience, man, and everything I've heard about here, I got some friends that have come through, and you know, man, I just can't tell you enough how happy I am for you, bro.
No, I appreciate
it's good stuff, man.
Yeah, that means a lot, especially like when it comes from people that you don't know.
Yeah.
Like, or, you know what I'm saying, you're not aware that they're gonna go back and tell somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, when we open, that's kind of why I tell them in training, it's like, you know, we kind of want to be like Chick-fil-A when it comes to customer service. You can't really go to Chick-fil-A and say you had bad customer service.
Ever.
Like, it just don't happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the same time, that's something we want to replicate. It's like, I ain't never been a kicking and had bad customer service, you know.
Yeah.
And that's something our team is really good at. We could be having a horrible day on the outside, but when you come inside, like,
it's all
gotta
good.
Get rid of all that. Yeah, we
it's all good time.
Sure, we giving our customers what they need and creating that experience. So,
yes, sir.
Nah, that positive experience and, you know, the customer service, that's something we pride ourselves on, and that's something we're going to continue to build on from
Facts.
The first location to the 100th. Like, it's going to make sure it's out across the board.
Come on. Well, man, a couple more questions. You know, just hearing you talk about your journey, or hearing you talk about the things that you're proud of, man, I would consider that to be hugely successful. So let's hit on success, man. What is your definition of success?
Man, that's a good question, because I think the important thing you said is your definition of it.
Yeah.
I think people can define it in a lot of different ways. Like, to me, I think honestly, like, success is just being happy with the decisions you make. Like, you know, like, man, you faced with decisions every day. Like, some bigger than others, some that can affect you, like, down the line, some you can't forget about in a few minutes. It might not even matter what you said, but I just think being successful, like, being confident and knowing you made the right decisions, which leads to you living the lifestyle you want to live. Like, you know, and I'm not talking about money or like having certain things, just being happy with who you are as a person.
Yeah.
So I think success to me is just really just being happy with who you are as a person. So everything else will fall into place. Like you say, if you know, it's going back to nice kids, it's like you remember them positive experiences, and that's who we are as a person. You know?
Period. So
I feel like I'm a success now, and I will be more successful in the future just because I'm just doing what I feel like God called me to do. I'm just trying to let Him use me to make my life better and make other people's life better, be it through an interview that they see online, or be it them finding a pair of shoes they've been looking for. So I'm just trying to be a success and make my life better, you know.
I hear it, man. And since you went God, I'm going to go old school preacher on you.
Okay.
Amen, amen, and amen. So the last thing, man, last thing I want to do is I want to throw out three words or phrases at you. And if you don't mind, just talk about what comes to mind or to heart when you hear these words.
Okay.
So the first one is sneaker culture.
Ooh, that's broad. So that's really important right now. So we like to consider ourselves to be of the culture.
Yeah.
Like, and that's something that makes the experience so unique here. Like, we're all genuinely in the culture and of the culture. Right now, and I don't even think it's near its peak, but right now I think the sneaker culture is like at an all-time high, and it's going to continue to rise. It's going to continue to gain more attention, like, from everybody in the world. But right now I also see a lot of people look at it as a money grab. And, you know, that's when you kind of bring out the culture vultures. Like, now you think about how many like TV shows and movies are about sneakers and
books.
Sneaker culture. Yeah, books.
Yeah,
I've never seen this. I'm 36, but it's like I've never seen so much focus on sneakers.
Yeah,
and I mean, you know, luckily I'm blessed to be in the situation where that's beneficial for us. Like, you know what I'm saying? I love it. Hey, you like shoes? Cool.
Do it.
Like, you know. But I think the sneaker culture is important. It embodies a lot, but we kind of have to protect it. Like, we protect our own home. Like,
yeah.
Kind of got to watch for them culture vultures right now. But, you know, that's with anything that becomes popular. So, at the same time, we can protect it, but I don't want to be a gatekeeper where we're not allowing new people to come in and enjoy it just because, you know, you got into it later than somebody else. I don't think you should be like, oh, no, you can't do this no more. Like, you're not cool enough to do this. Like, man, you know, welcome new people into the community all day long, but except the culture vultures.
I love it, man. So the second one I'm going to give you is living and learning.
Okay. Yeah, I think they go hand in hand. So a big thing I'm a believer of, we talk about a lot in here, like, it's really no losses, just lessons. Like, you know, you gotta turn that
hold on. Wait a minute. Man, I had to give you some sound effects. But let's get that to him again, dog. Get that to him again.
We say it's no losses, only lessons. Like, you know, you're going to take an L regardless.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you dictate what the L stands for.
So yes, sir.
A loss or a lesson. But lessons and losses, you know, they come with life. Like, you know, if anybody say, like, no matter what success level they on, if anybody say it was all smooth, like, I wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have them obstacles, you're going to have them speed bumps. That's when you just got to get your head down, keep grinding, pray about it, and keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I like comparison to a lot of animals and stuff. I got animal tattoos and stuff, but it's just because it's like, one, I just got a turtle tattoo. And people are like, why you get a turtle? Because one, like, you think about the tortoise and the hare. Like, you know, that's the old school story. These young kids might not even know about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, you know,
come on, give it to him.
Turtle out. Yeah. It's like, ah, oh, you too slow, blah, 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 blah. But the turtle, man, he kept his head down, ran his race, and he won. So it's like, slow and steady, running your race. Not worry about what got other people going on. You gonna win. But it's just like, you gotta take everything with a grain of salt. Like, the negative stuff, take and see what you can learn from it and keep moving. So they say if you ain't learning, you lose it.
Yeah.
So it's just like every day we try to learn something new. Like, you know.
That's good.
But
man.
Yeah, nah, the lessons gotta come with life. So I welcome them.
I love that, man. I love how you put that down. So the last one I'm going to share with you, I'm going to warn you, man, it's the good one.
All
right. this is the good one right here.
Right.
Woo, it's the good. So the last one is legacy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
means a lot to me right now, especially since I mentioned, like I said, I had two kids. Like, yeah. The world is already really crazy, and it's even crazier when you're black. You know, as I mentioned, I want to live a life where, you know, it's a lot of good memories and people have good things to say, and just something that'll make my kids proud. Like, you know, if I can build that legacy, be it in business, that's cool, but I would rather, you know, have a legacy of being a good person more often, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
it's a million ways to make money in the world. Like,
come on.
Hopefully they'll find their own way, be it in sneakers or whatever it is they want to do. But it's not that many good people out here, like, you know, genuinely good people. So my legacy understands, like, hey man, my dad was a good person, like, you know, genuinely a good person, I think I won. So that legacy is important, just trying to make the world a better place through them. So when I'm gone, like, everything will still be good.
So good, man. So good. And you are, brother, you are doing that, man. So congratulations
that.
To you
I appreciate
on all of that. So as we close, I'd love for you to have an opportunity to kind of pitch your place here, you know, tell the people where they can go follow you, check you out, come through and see what they got going on here.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're in Austin, we're at 3200 Conway, Suite 156 in the Domain Northside. If you're not in Austin, you can visit us online, keepingit.com. We ship everything. If you want to call us and talk to us, got any questions, just want to see how our day's going, or just need somebody to talk to, hit us up. 512-520-5558. And on social media, we're at Keeping It ATX on all forms of social media. So hit us up there too. We got a good social media person. Shout out Raven. She'll respond to you. We here. As we mentioned, we are the sneaker culture. So come join us.
Well, there it is, man. Again, I just want to say congrats on everything.
Thank you.
And thank you so much again for taking the time to hang out with the Success Chronicles.
Yes,
truly
sir.
Appreciate it, and I wish you continued success,
yes,
brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. And thank you guys for checking out this episode. We'll see you next time. God bless.
Go get it.